Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Ron, the webmaster of freeworldfilmworks.com. Hopefully being joined by Saeed of America in Focus on this February 18, 2023 broadcast. Tonight we're going to be talking about Balloon Gate and Hillary's plan to sneak back into the White House. In the last couple of weeks, four balloons flew over or into American airspace. The first one was a Red Chinese spy balloon, which Clinton, Hillary allowed to travel all the way from China, obviously, into Alaska, down through Canada, into the northern and exiting at, North or South Carolina. And then it was shot down. Now, the reason Hillary did this is because she took over 100 million Federal Reserve notes. She made a mistake. She didn't take. She took over 100 million Federal Reserve notes from the Red Chinese butchers for her campaign. And she took tens of millions or hundreds of millions from other nations, billionaires, millionaires around the world for her campaign back in 2016. She lost the election, even though she tried to steal it by having the company that runs the voting machines swap votes. But her calculations were off. And the program they put in to switch votes was not high enough. So if she calculated she needed an extra 10% of the votes, she would have to steal 5 votes out of every 100 votes from Trump and give it to her, which would make the 10%. So her polling was off. And the reason why her polling was off is because she did not realize that millions of people who were polled to ask whether who they would vote for, Trump or Clinton, they said, "I'm voting for Clinton." Yet they voted for Trump. Now, why did they do that? Because they were afraid of backlash from their own family, from their friends, from people at the workplace, etc. And so her algorithms were not correct in swapping votes. And in 16, her gang of criminals had not come up with the late mail-in ballot scam. So she lost. Now, she had to pay back Red China and all the other countries that gave her several hundred million dollars in campaign funds. She had to pay them back. Well, she couldn't. Trump was in office. So she had to steal the 2020 election, get Trump out of the way, put her puppet in office, China Joe Biden, and then start paying back everyone who gave her campaigns donations, the main one being Red China. So allowing Red China to fly a spy balloon over America, basically from the West Coast to the East Coast, was just one of the things she did to pay them back. Why would they bother with a balloon when they have satellites orbiting over America 24/7, picking up all sorts of intelligence? Well, the balloon was not an intelligence gathering balloon. It was flown to America for the purpose of seeing how quickly the military would respond, whether or not they would shoot it down immediately or wait for orders from the White House. And they found out that the military did nothing, waited. And actually, when Clinton supposedly, through Biden, asked the generals, the chief of staff, the Pentagon, should I shoot this down? And they said, no, you can't do that, because it might fall on a school and kill some school children. And we don't want that to happen. So we need to let it go all the way to the Atlantic, and then we'll shoot it down. Now, that's all a scam. Clinton had no intention of shooting it down before it went to the Atlantic. That was the lie that her mouthpieces told to make everyone think that she really cared about school children in Montana or other states that it flew over. She could care less. She hates school children. She hates everyone with a passion. She hates America. That's why everything has gone on since her puppet was sworn in illegally and unconstitutionally, and it was a crime swearing in a puppet who the election was stolen for by Clinton. He's not the president of the United States Corporation. Currently, President Trump is the legal president of the United States Corporation. Let me just note for those of you who may be listening the first time, the United States government closed down in 1861 when the Civil War began. It was never reestablished. Instead, the Rockefeller crime family was not up and running at that time. The Rothschild family decided to create the United States Corporation, which they did back in 1873. And everything that we call the federal government is not a legitimate government. It's a corporation. Now, getting back. So Clinton has been destroying America as payback to all the countries, billionaires, corporations that donated money to her campaign. And she has been destroying America as her revenge against we the people, whom she hates more than anything in the universe. Her hatred of we the people is almost as great as Satan's hatred of Adam Kine, which is his number one hate. And she obviously is working for Satan 100%, and she knows it, and she's totally demon-possessed. She could have upwards of 5,000 demons living inside of her. There's no way of telling. Now, getting back to selling out and destroying America. Of course, the southern border is wide open. The northern border is wide open, too. People don't realize it, but thousands of illegal aliens are coming in through Canada. Canada is aware of it, and they're allowing it because it's part of Clinton's program. But in the southern border, there's been over 2 million illegal aliens flooding in each year since her puppet Biden has been in illegally living in the White House. The other thing is the drugs, the fentanyl. That's the big thing now. You know, cocaine, pot, et cetera. Those are meaningless drugs now. It's all fentanyl. But that's being smuggled in through the southern border, and very little is being stopped. And it's the plan of Clinton to murder as many people in America as possible with this drug because it's so dangerous. I forget how many people in America are dying every day from overdoses, but I think it's in the thousands. Have to double check that. And of course, she's sabotaging America. She's hiring people to blow up power stations, to burn down food factories, the egg crisis, the so-called bird flu. That's a giant scam. There is no bird flu. It's just an excuse to kill as many chickens as possible to drive the price of the eggs up. And of course, when her puppet Biden came in, gas went from under $3 a gallon to over $5 nationally, and in California was up $6-$7 a gallon. Everything she's doing is designed to destroy America. And she's going for broke. She's swinging for the fences because she stole the 18 election, midterm election. She stole, obviously, the 2020 election and the 2022. The Republicans won well over 50 extra seats in the House, but all of them except, I forget the exact number, what it was, 14 or whatever, were stolen. So the Republicans got a slim margin. I think it's 7 extra seats. Now, in the Senate, the Republicans won about 56, but she stole so many Senate seats that the Democrats got the extra, you know, 51 when it was 50-50 before. But Fetterman, if you know anything about Fetterman, he is a brain-dead zombie who couldn't beat a Skid Row drunk in a fair election. Period. And the jackass Kelly in Arizona couldn't win a fair election. And the moron who ran as for governor in Arizona lost by probably over 20%, but they stole it and gave it to her. And many other Senate seats were stolen. And this is going to continue in 24. Here's what Clinton plans on doing. If John D. Rockefeller Forstix, who is now the current head of the Rockefeller crime family, taking over from David, the last surviving grandson of John D. Onestick, when he died, John D. Forsticks took over. If he allows Clinton to carry out her plan to sneak into the White House before the 24 election, which I doubt, I don't think he's going to do it. The way it'll go down is Harris will have to resign due to some kind of scandal, as Spiro Agnew did in 74. Then Biden will choose the witch from hell, Hillary Clinton, to be his new VP. And then once she buys enough Republican votes in the House, and I think she only needs, what, 8 Republicans to vote for her, which she'll do. And she's got the Senate. She'll become the new VP. She'll immediately dump her puppet Biden, and she'll become the second unelected president in U.S. history, as Ford was the first. Now, I don't think John D. Rockefeller Forsticks is going to let her do it because it'll be too controversial. So her second plan, Plan B, is to get rid of Harris on the next election in 24, have Biden run again, which is a joke, and have him pick her as his VP. Now, that's dangerous because she'll be in the limelight. Everyone will know what she's doing, that she's going to dump Biden as soon as she gets sworn in. And so that could cause problems. So Plan C, which is the most likely plan, is she's going to have Biden or some other nitwit, jackass, demon run for president, have someone other than Harris run as a VP, and she'll steal the election. And once she steals the election, her puppets are sworn in, she'll move to get rid of the VP, or Spiro Agnew. She'll have her puppet president choose her as the new VP and then dump that jackass. Those are the three methods that she could use to sneak back into the White House. Now, no matter which one she uses, it's going to cause an uproar and possibly a civil war in America. It just depends on whether or not the top generals and admirals are going to put up with this insanity and allow her to do it, or if they're going to come out and publicly say, hey, the election was a fraud. It was stolen. And we need to have a recount, et cetera, et cetera. If they don't do that, and if people in the NSA, CIA, FBI don't come out and say, yes, the election was stolen, there's overwhelming proof that it was stolen. If no one comes out, there could still be a civil war, because the patriots in America might just rise up and say, hey, we've had enough of this crap. But that's not the way to go, because before they could trigger the Civil War, Clinton would start a war with some country, declare martial law, round up several million patriots around the country, take the most dangerous patriots, and slap him in Gitmo, along with President Trump, his entire family, all of his close friends, advisors, et cetera. And never allow them out of Gitmo. They would die there. They would be tortured every single day until they died and not allowed to talk to anyone anywhere on the planet. I have no access to lawyers, never be bothered to be brought to trial unless it was some clandestine military trial, and then have them executed, which is possible, but unlikely, because that would really cause an uproar and you'd have a definite hot civil war. Right now we're in a code civil war. We have been in a code civil war ever since President Trump won the election. But it doesn't look good. It's very possible that later this year we could have a state of national emergency, whether it's due to a war, hot war in Ukraine, or whether it's due to a new fake pandemic, plandemic, etc. And the entire country would be shut down. No candidate would be allowed to campaign anywhere outside of a studio. There'd be no rallies, etc. And it would give her the perfect excuse to rig the election, and everyone would buy into it. And you have to remember, when Clinton stole the election last year, and her parrot media went nonstop saying Trump is a loser. If he runs again, he'll automatically lose because the country doesn't want him as their president. But the fact is, about 60% of the American people want Trump as president. Now, DeSantis in Florida ran it for governor. He won 60-40. Why? Because Clinton couldn't rig the election. If you have fair elections in any state in America, the Republicans are almost always going to win by a 60-40 margin. And 99% of the time they're going to win. If you haven't heard about George Santos, the guy who lies about everything, yeah, he's a flat-out liar. But he ran for a House seat in New York State in a liberal district and won. Why? Because Clinton didn't think she had to rig that election, because Santos was such a joke that there was no way he could win an election against a veteran Democrat. But he did. Why? Because Clinton, her top advisors, and the entire Democrat hierarchy does not understand that they can't win any election in America, in any state, no matter how liberal, how woke it is, in a fair election. They just don't get it yet. But Tom Foley, back in, I forget what year, 90-something, I think, or four, Speaker of the House for the Demons, he got me in a super liberal district in Washington. Why? Because Clinton wasn't rigging elections back then. She was too busy trying to run the government or the U.S. corporation, because her partner in crime, Bill, sick-ass, dimwit, rapist, Willie, wasn't doing anything. as far as government or corporation thing. He was just raping as many women as he could and snorting as much coke as he could and flying with Epstein on his plane, Lolita Express. And Jesse Ventura won the governor in Minnesota, I forget what year that was, on a budget of $385,000. Well, if all the elections are rigged, how could he have won? Because the CIA decided to not rig the election so they could get an idea, a true idea of how conservative not just Minnesota was, but the whole country. And they found out Minnesota is extremely conservative. The whole country is conservative. About 60% conservative, 40% liberal. And they allowed Jesse Ventura to be governor. But a few days after he took office, I think it's about 12 people showed up in his office. And he didn't invite them. They just showed up. And they told him, we're all CIA. And they were all different professions, doctors, teachers, businessmen, et cetera, women. And they says, we're here. We're the CIA. We're going to keep watch on you. Make sure you don't do anything stupid. It's on YouTube. It's on my channel. But just look it up. CIA visits Jesse Ventura as governor, and you'll find it. But, CIA tells every new governor that they're watching. They're keeping an eye on them. They're making sure they do the right thing. Except DeSantis. They may not have done that with him because he's so vocal. They don't want to, they know he'll speak out. But they still have people watching him. I mean, the CIA has people watching all the Congress critters, senators, governors, et cetera. And if you don't know how bad a surveillance state we're living in, go to freeworldfilmworks.com and click on the page about the store, the shopping, etc. And at the top, DVD, shop, catalog, click any of those and you'll see Benny Hilder's DVDs, and at the bottom you'll see a couple of books. Big Brother Sees All, Big Brother Hears All. Just hit the link and go to it. You can read it online or get your copy. Only 5 FRNs each, and it'll be well worth your time to see what's really going on in America as far as surveillance. I'll be doing shows on surveillance in America, et cetera, in the future. Just stay tuned in. They're trying to do more shows. And it looks like Saeed never showed up. That's okay. And signing off, webmaster freeworldfilmworks.com, saying, keep fighting and never raise the white flag.